Welcome back to the K Coaching Podcast, where we discuss all things health, fitness, and mindset. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas and a lovely new year. I took a well-earned, I want to say, hiatus, but I am buzzing now to be back. So I took a good few weeks off the podcast, but I really feel very refreshed coming back. Very excited to record new episodes. This episode is just a little introductory episode back. You could say it's going to be nice and short. I'm going to answer some questions that were popping up and just kind of have the chats on this podcast just to get back into things. And then I would love to get people's like feedback from the podcast on what you want to hear, who you want to see on the podcast, like what guests you'd like me to have on. And yeah, any feedback would actually be super, super helpful because I obviously want to make it better and I want to keep improving it. So yeah, any feedback at all, guys, would be super helpful. So I suppose I'll just start with myself and chat about kind of where I'm at with things and what I'm at. So I had a fabulous Christmas. It was my second Christmas away from home. I spent Christmas in Bali last year, as you know, and then that wasn't that great. Like it was, you know, people, Balinese people obviously don't celebrate Christmas. And I didn't realize that. So it really didn't feel like Christmassy at all. Like it's not going to feel Christmassy anyway, when you're from Ireland and you're used to being cold and fires being lit and eating your body weight in food, essentially. And then you're in the hot weather. It's just never going to feel the same. And I wasn't expecting that. But it felt very lonely. Christmas in Bali felt very lonely. Whereas this year I spent Christmas in Australia and I had an absolute ball. We had the best Christmas ever. It was so good. Very wholesome, really like refreshing. We had a good few nights out now and oh my God, we full sent it and we had a ball. We had an absolute ball, like made memories for life with friends who are now family like here, which is just really, really incredible. And yeah, it was also really nice. That was probably like third Christmas now with an improved relationship with food and my body image, like having peace with food in my body. And this Christmas in particular, I suppose last Christmas was really, really good as well when it came to like food. Not so much my body image, but that was kind of more so due to a lot of gut health issues I was experiencing due to stress. So it wasn't really like food related, my body image. It was more so like dealing with stress and like the physical symptoms of stress were manifesting. Sorry, my stress, because I was stressing so much, it was manifesting into physical symptoms in my body, like bloating, acne. And that obviously has an effect on your mental health, you know, and then that obviously all had an effect and played into my body image as well. Of course it did. Just feeling bloated all the time and then having like cystic acne on my face. Just, yeah, it was just not good. So, but my relationship with food was quite decent in Bali and over Christmas in Bali as well, to be fair. I wasn't preoccupied with food or anything like that, which is amazing. But this Christmas in particular, I just did not once think about worrying about food, worrying about overeating, worrying about over drinking. Like, do you know what it feels like now? My relationship with food and my body image now feels like what it did before I knew what dieting was, which is really surreal for me to say, like, because I just never, ever, 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 ever in my life thought I could get to this point. Especially like, for those who don't know and those who are new here, I'd recommend going back listening to a few the introductory episodes. But I really, really suffer with my relationship with food and body image from about the age of 19, I'm going to say 18, 19. with emotional eating. I had a binge eating disorder, restrictive eating, really under eating, so severe disordered eating. I was very underweight for quite a lot of time. I suffered with hypothalamic amenorrhea, etc. And now I'm a coach who helps people improve their relationship with food and body image, and then any other goals you have in regards to nutrition, training, even just like having balance in your life. Like, a lot of clients come to me and it's not, they don't necessarily have a poor relationship with food or their body image, but they really want to come to me to achieve their goals, whether that is fat loss, muscle building, or just setting a big goal and having that accountability and a support, and building that belief around your mindset that you can do it and you can achieve it. So really working on your mindset. So yeah, I don't just work with clients with relationship with food and body image, but that's what I specialize in. Just in case anyone is new here and is listening, that is what I do. But yeah, this year was definitely just really incredible for my relationship with food and body image. I was able to mindfully eat over Christmas. I don't think I overeat at all, actually. Because you can mindfully overeat, right? Like, you can, I always explain this to my clients, you can, especially for the Christmas period, I'm like, you know, you're going to be eating more naturally around Christmas time. And like, let's say you're really enjoying like a Christmas cake, or your mom made the best rocky road ever, or you know, you, there's these brownies that are made at Christmas that you really enjoy. Like, mindfully overeating just means that like you could be eating something that you really like, and then you're full and you know you're full, but you continue to overeat it. And then you just have to accept the fact that you might be a bit more bloated than normal. You might feel a bit sluggish and you mightn't feel that great, but you don't beat yourself up over it, or you don't talk negatively to yourself because of it, because you consciously made the decision to mindfully overeat, you know? But I didn't even really do that over Christmas, which is mad. I kind of do that sometimes if I'm really enjoying a dessert that I really like, or I'm really enjoying a pizza. I'll do it, but it's very rare that that happens now, just because I allow myself the unconditional permission to eat. And I think a lot of people get that term mixed up, the unconditional permission to eat. It basically means that you allow yourself all foods, less nutrient dense foods, more nutrient dense foods. All foods are allowed in your diet at any stage. You don't have to wait till the weekend to have a takeaway. You don't have to wait till the weekend to have an ice cream. You don't have to wait till the weekend to have a McDonald's. You know, these kind of things. It's like giving yourself the unconditional permission to eat just allows you to have any food where you want it, whenever you want it. And once you genuinely give yourself that permission, you never feel the need to overeat on those foods, or have urges towards those foods. Now, initially, if you're coming from a very restrictive mindset and around food, and you haven't had those foods in a long time, like you haven't had certain foods in a long time and you've restricted them from your diet for a long time, you may have those urges to overeat on those foods, on those types of foods. But they will eventually dissipate once you continue to honor your cravings, which could be every day. Like, I remember when I was improving my relationship with food, I was eating croissants till they came out my ears, and the same with ice cream and chocolate. Like, I always had these huge cravings for those foods, like less nutrient dense foods, because I didn't allow them in my diet. And you just, as hard as it is, you need to roll with that. You need to roll with the fact that your cravings around those foods is going to be higher, and it may, you know, they may be high for quite a long time, until you keep allowing yourself to have your cravings, to honor your cravings, and to allow yourself the unconditional permission to eat consistently. And then eventually, everything starts to regulate, you know, your cravings start to regulate because you're inclusive of these foods. You're intentionally allowing them into your diet daily, is what I'd recommend. And yes, you may overeat on them initially because you've missed out on them for so long, but that will pass the more you lean into the discomfort of honoring your hunger and your cravings. Okay. But yeah, sorry, I always go on tangents, but I really, really, really enjoyed my Christmas. Didn't feel the need to diet then in January, which was great. I haven't felt the need to diet in January for so long, like for the last 3 years. And it's just simply down to the fact that I've done so much work on food, on my relationship with food and body image, that like I'm just content and accepting of where I'm at and like in my body. And I honestly just like I don't need to diet, you know what I mean? I'm not like, I see a lot of people who are dieting who, not, I hate saying like, you know, someone doesn't need to diet, like, but because there's nothing wrong with dieting, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with dieting, but it's more so a lot of people diet in January to feel better in their bodies and to feel more confident and happier in themselves. And you don't need to diet to do that. You know, dieting, especially if you're in a body that you know you're not overweight or you know you're not, yeah, you know you're not overweight, you know. And like, I get it, like some people just want to feel a small bit more comfortable, I don't know, in their clothes or whatever it is. And if losing a small bit of body fat means something to you and you have a physique all around that, that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's just, if you're basing your entire self-worth on your appearance, that is when it becomes detrimental, because you're doing a dieting phase and you get to this level of leanness or you lose the body fat. And then it's either you're never fully happy with your body and you're never going to be fully happy with your body, because there's always something. It's always like, oh, I'll just lose a small bit more weight, or I'll just keep going, or I'll just do a small bit more and a small bit more and a small bit more. And for some people, that can end up being very detrimental. And for other people, it can go one way or the other. Like some people, if you're in a really good headspace going into a diet, you would be happy with just getting to your physique goal and then maintaining that if you're taught how to. And obviously, if it's sustainable, like if you haven't put your life on pause for a dieting phase and you're in a physique that's very, very maintainable with your lifestyle, then absolutely. But if you're someone who is dieting to get really, really lean and then you're expecting to stay at that size, you know, there has to be some sacrifice. And oftentimes it's to the detriment of people's lives, to the quality of their lives, where they're constantly counting calories, they're afraid to go out for food. You know, they're very restrictive in what they eat, etc. So dieting is absolutely fine, and going into dieting is absolutely fine. Ideally, if you've a good relationship with food, and a decent relationship with your body image, you're going to have a much more successful dieting phase than if you were to go in with a poor relationship with food and a poor relationship with your body image. Because chronic dieting, if you've been constantly dieting or yo-yo dieting for years, chronic dieting, the byproducts of that are low self-esteem, poor body image, low confidence, no energy, low mood. You're way more inclined to having disordered eating behaviors, and you're way more inclined to having poor mental health and depression. Because what happens is when we diet, we learn to ignore our internal hunger cues. We learn to ignore what our body needs. We learn how to, you know, have higher protein, higher volume foods, less calories, etc. And what happens then is if you find yourself constantly on a diet or constantly wanting to diet or feeling the need to diet, all of these things heighten, like your body image gets worse, you're, because you feel like crap, because you're engaging in like lots of disordered eating behaviors in order to maintain a smaller size or a leaner body. And then you don't have to have a leaner body. You don't have to be necessarily lean to have a poor relationship with food or body image either, you know. Dieting's fine if you're in a decent place. It doesn't mean you have to be in the best place ever with your relationship with food or body image, but you'd want to be in a decent place in order to carry out a successful and enjoyable dieting phase. Some people can improve their relationship with food whilst dieting. It's context dependent. Like, it's very much dependent on the person and what they come to me and say. Also, if you have a decent relationship with food and your body image, you're going to have a really successful dieting phase, because you're just going to be aware that you're going to be more preoccupied with food. That's natural as a byproduct of dieting. Also, you're going to have to ignore your internal hunger cues, knowing that that's only going to be a temporary phase, that you're not always going to do that or engage in that. And I suppose knowing that it's temporary, like, and that it's not forever and it's not the way you're supposed to eat forever is very important. Okay, I'm going to go through some questions and then I'm actually just going to wrap it up after these questions. And then I am hoping to get feedback on what people want to hear and, yeah, who people want to have me out, who you want to see on my podcast. So is peanut butter bad for you? Is a question I got. Peanut butter is not bad for you. There's no, like, foods that are necessarily bad for you. Like, there's no such thing as bad foods. There's just more nutrient dense foods and less nutrient dense foods. And obviously, the more nutrient dense foods we get into our diet, the better we're going to feel, the better energy we have, better sleep, etc. It's more nourishing for our body. Whereas less nutrient dense foods, it says it on the tin, you're not getting in as much nutrients, but what you could be getting out of it is enjoyment, is joy, laughter, taste, comfort, memories, you know. There's a lot attached to food, love, that you can get out of it, even if it is less nutrient dense. So it's important that all foods are included in your diet. And peanut butter is not bad for you. It's a high oxalate food. Yeah, basically what a high oxalate food is, it binds with calcium to help get rid of it if there is leftover calcium. So peanut butter is not bad for you. And you can, I literally have peanut butter every day. Peanut butter is actually quite high in fat, which is really good for hormone function and energy. So eat your peanut butter. Okay, next question. I know I shouldn't diet. My relationship with food is not good, but I have a fear of gaining weight. I think this is like the biggest reason why people don't decide to improve their relationship with food. I know for me, it was the one reason that held me back, because I knew I needed to put on body fat, because I knew I was in a body that wasn't maintainable if I wanted to have a decent quality of life. And the thought of letting go of my abs, of my leanness, of that body that I was getting so much like attention for and external validation for, made it really hard for me to lean into the discomfort of putting on body fat, even though it's what I knew I needed to do if I wanted to actually have a good relationship with food, find peace with my body at a healthy weight and a sustainable weight, and also to get my life back, essentially, and not be constantly counting every single calorie in my head and weighing out every single gram of food. So What I'd say to you is it's really shit, but it needs to get to a breaking point where you're, for me, like my mental health was so bad and my relationship with food and body image was so bad at my leanest that I just made a decision to change. Like, you have to be in a position where, and it doesn't even mean that you have to be at rock bottom or you need to be at your worst to change, but you just need to make that decision. Like, no one else can make that decision for you. You're the one that has to make the decision of, like, okay, I can't keep living my life like this. Like, I can't keep going into every single January dieting, getting really lean, and then putting back on all like that body fat, or and still having a shit relationship with food, my body image. Like, there has to come a point where you just decide that enough is enough and you can't keep living your life that way. And until you accept that, then unfortunately, you're probably going to continue in the same cycle until you're ready to make that change. I've had bad body image my whole life. I've kind of accepted this. Will I always be like this? Okay. I would imagine if you're someone, and I hate presuming, but like, get back to me if I'm wrong on this. If you're someone who's experienced bad body image for your whole life, you may also be someone who has a really poor relationship with food and who's chronically dieted for your whole life. And that adds to poor body image because when you're chronically dieting or yo-yo dieting, you are restricting your body from its needs. So, like, you're not honoring its hunger. You are starving it, like, not giving it enough food, over-exercising, punishing it, making you feel really disconnected from your body. And body image has mainly got to do with how you feel. It's also got to do with how you look, right? But it's mainly got to do with how you feel in yourself. And obviously, when you're engaging in disordered eating behaviors or really poor behaviors in general, like over-exercising, under-eating, binge-restricting, binging, emotional eating, etc., your mental health is really going to suffer from that. But also, you're going to just feel like absolute crap. And then the stress that under-eating and a poor relationship with food and over-exercising puts on your body, the stress that disordered eating or an eating disorder that can put in your body also can make you feel like absolute crap. And when you feel like crap, your body image is horrendous, no matter what size you are. And that's why dieting doesn't always mean you're going to be happier in your body or more comfortable in your body if you're still engaging in disordered behaviors. And that's what used to happen to me. I diet all of the time, and then I get really lean, and I think that I'm happy because I'm really lean. But the only reason I was happy was because, happy in quotation marks, was because I was getting external validation from an Instagram picture, or I was getting loads of attention from other people. So I was basing my happiness on what other people thought of me, not my happiness didn't come from within, you know? And that's why dieting doesn't always equal happier. Yes, if you did a dieting phase, your body image could improve because you may feel better in yourself, feel more comfortable, but that can also come from all the positive behaviors you may be engaging in that you weren't before, i.e., having more protein in your diet, adding more fruit and veg, exercising more regularly, having more water, getting better sleep. Like, these are all the factors that can add to you feeling better in your body, but oftentimes you just attach it with losing body fat. Like, oh, I went on a diet and I was happier in my body. And you don't see all the other factors that contributed to that happiness. Okay. So if you are chronically dieting, that's going to add to your really bad body image. It could be so many other factors as well. It's like, what do you deem? Do you deem something as an ideal physique? Do you compare yourself to other people? Or, like, was there anything that happened when you were younger or in your childhood or throughout school? Did anyone, like, make comments or anything like that that affected you that you may not have dealt with yet and that you control through body image. Oftentimes, like as well, like if you feel really crap in yourself, it's just a huge disconnect. Like you don't feel, sometimes you don't feel anything at all. You feel very indifferent and you think you just hate yourself, essentially. Look, this is what I'd say. If you came to me as a client, if anyone's listening to this and you are experiencing something similar, pop me a message after this and I can help you with coaching through helping your body image and giving you tools to understand it, to understand why you feel that way, and to help you with it. But inevitably, we're always going to have bad body image days. And I think that that's the key take home here, that no matter what size you are, each and every one of us is going to always experience bad body image days, no matter what, and that's life. And it doesn't matter if you're at your leanest or you're at your heaviest. We all universally experience bad body image days. So I think that's what's important to take home from this, that like body image isn't always got to do with how you look, and it's more so got to do with how you feel. And on those bad body image days, being really kind to yourself, wearing clothes that you feel comfortable in, and knowing that those feelings will pass, and they're only temporary. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there because I am quite tired and I'm on my period at the minute and it's actually flooring me. Like, oh my God. Whoa. Like, it is really, really flooring me. And my cravings were through the roof last week. I knew I was getting my period, but oh my God, I was literally a bottomless pit. Like, I could not stop eating. And that's just normal PMS symptoms for me. Also, my body image was quite low. That's very normal around your period. Also, I am noticing like my self-talk is quite critical and negative, and that's also another symptom of PMS and being on your period. So yeah, go easy on yourself when you're on your period and notice these symptoms, PMS symptoms. If you're being self-critical, if you feel bloated, if your cravings are through the roof, if your appetite is up, etc. It's really important to note them. I knew my period was coming, so it's really important to note them so you know you're not going crazy and that it's just your period coming. So yeah, I'm going to love and leave you there. Thank you all so much for listening. And if you do want to be coached by me with whatever goals you have in mind, do pop me a DM on Instagram or else email me after this. I am taking on clients, which I'm super excited about. So yeah, if you do want to be coached by me, just pop me a message or a DM on Instagram, or else you can email me at katecoaching@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you all in the next one.